Unnews. Man discovers that he lacks a brain. This is Unnews reporter LJ Lego reporting. Dateline, October 14th, 2007, Malton, England. Edwin T. McMurphy had a fully functioning brain for nearly 56 years, or so he thought, presumably with his brain. Sadly, his unquestioning belief in his brain was invalidated when he went to his doctor yesterday for what appeared to be a textbook case of hollow head down. His doctor, Gabriel Gray, M.D., discovered that McMurphy actually had the much more serious condition of spontaneous lobotomization syndrome. The condition is always in remission until the affected person is informed that he has it, at which point the person's brain spontaneously disappears without a trace. Until yesterday, it was widely believed to be a fairy tale, dating back to medieval times, that was told to convince children they should never remove their brains. Dr. Gray did not intend to witness the sudden, inexplicable removal of McMurphy's brain. He told McMurphy about the condition in what he intended to be a joke. The would-be joke was, "You have no brain. Just kidding. Your brain is fine." Unfortunately, McMurphy's brain spontaneously disappeared after the first sentence, leaving a brainless shell of a man in McMurphy's place. Dr. Gray did not realize that he was dealing with a brainless patient until McMurphy began shambling around the room and repeatedly groaning the last word he had heard before his spontaneous lobotomy, brain. Dr. Gray alerted the rest of the hospital to the threat of McMurphy. The entire hospital quickly responded by attempting to kill him, reasoning that as he was already quite brain dead, he should be body dead as well. McMurphy dodged the attacks of the doctors turned assassins and eventually escaped the hospital by falling out of an open window. Under normal circumstances, this would have caused McMurphy to lose consciousness. However, because McMurphy had no brain that he could feel pain with, he was unhindered by his unintentional self-defenestration. McMurphy is still at large and presumed to be in the Malton area. He can be distinguished by a shambling and loud groaning of brain, brain. Official Malton Police Department spokesman Dewey Nostra told the citizens of Malton that there was nothing to worry about, and also that nothing else will ever shamble or groan about brains in the city of Malton again. This has been LJ Lego for Unnews.